Center interior design and radio talk show host for the Home Sweet Home Show every Wednesday at 2 to 3 p.m. on KLAV 1230 a.m. or live on the internet at KLAV1230am.com. Listen in and enjoy our unique radio show. We talk about decorating tips, cooking, fashion, cultural events, and so much more. Also remember to visit me on my website at towncenterdesign.com, making memorable moments in your home.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home with your host, Leslie Lovell. Brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll be making memorable moments in your home and taking your phone calls at 731-1230. That's 731-1230. Or toll-free 1-866-820-KLAV. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is Leslie Lovell.
Hello and happy Wednesday. We're back.
Happy Wednesday.
I'm Leslie Lovell, your host, and Linda Piana is sitting next to me, my gorgeous redhead co-host. Right?
Thank you, darling.
And we have someone in the audience today that is supporting us because we're so adorable he can't stay away. His name is Dr. Jim Sindeford, and he's from California. So welcome, Jim.
Well,
welcome.
Thanks so much.
Nice to see you. We have a couple of handsome guys in here today, so that's a good thing.
That helps.
Yeah. So just to tell you, everything we do is on Facebook/HomeSweetHomeRadio.com. So if you go to that address, you can see everything we're talking about with a photo, which is great because I post them all as much as I can, you know, before the show.
Mm-hmm. You and, are a posting maniac
posting
these days.
Fool once I figured it out. Boy, it took me forever to figure it out, but now that I got it. Anyway, you can also call in the show at 731-1230 if you're in Las Vegas. And if you're not in Las Vegas, what is the number here? 866-820-5528.
That's right.
And if you're on your computer, you can listen to us at KLAV1230AM.com, which is what a lot of our listeners do while they're working so that they can still do the work, but they can hear just like you'd listen to a radio show, you know, with singing on it. So
great.
So, Linda, before we get into this whole big thing of, you know, mess of stuff I wrote about last night, how about you? What did you do for the weekend or anything exciting that you want to talk about?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even remember. Let me think.
Well,
oh, I was really driving around town like mad. Okay, I can't remember exactly what happened on Friday.
You can't?
No.
How much wine did you drink?
None. I don't think.
Swear?
It's so long ago. Everything's been happening. I mean, I saw you yesterday.
Yeah, you saw me yesterday.
I know that on Saturday, I went shopping early with my sister. I met a friend for coffee, and then I met another friend because she hadn't seen me in about 4 weeks, and she was dying to see me. You know how it is
with me
and you.
You get like that withdrawal thing going, right?
And so first I went to South Henderson, then I went to Boca Park, and then I went to Green Valley.
Oh, you did. You were all over.
All over the place.
Yeah, was the traffic crazy? Not too bad?
The worst traffic in Las Vegas normally is Friday.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Saturday is not so bad.
Yeah, Friday afternoon. I never go near the strip on Friday afternoon. You can't cross over, you know, unless you go way out, like Russell or something. But it's pretty crowded.
Yeah, anyway, nothing super exciting. Sunday, family dinner, and Monday I saw you. No, was it Monday?
I don't know what I did yesterday. Today's Wednesday.
Oh, I know. I've been rehearsing a lot because I have a gig coming up.
Oh, what are you going to do?
The tea.
Oh, the tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about that today.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, too, if you'll do another one for me because
we
love your singing and we love your piano playing. So I want to talk to you about Spring Mountain Ranch in Nevada.
Yay.
It is wonderful. There are people who live here or who just moved here that don't know about Spring Mountain Ranch, but the nice part about it is that if you Google it, you'll find it. It's out there in, you know, God's country. But it only takes about how far from here, Lynn?
There's a sign kind of on the edge of town that says if you go west on Charleston.
Right.
It says 17 miles
okay.
to Red Rock, and then it's just one more turn off
yeah,
from there.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad, not bad traffic. You just have to watch out for wild burros.
Yes, the wild burros are out there, and there's a lot of them, too. Mm-hmm.
But it's very beautiful.
Isn't it beautiful? Yeah.
That's the my favorite place to see a concert. Last year, I went about 8 times.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Did you get season tickets for it? Because you can't.
No, we just went individually.
Oh.
We waited.
Okay.
And you could go to, you can go to UNLV.
Right.
To pick them up, but I don't know where else.
You can order them right online from Spring
okay,
Mountain Ranch.
Good.
Yeah, I found that out. So just Google Spring Mountain Ranch in Nevada. And the first play coming up live is Music Man on May 17th, and it's running for a while. Mm-hmm. So check it out. I'm definitely buying a ticket for that.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, and getting some friends together. Now, here's what I thought. How about if you invite a group of friends to go with you and pack a very luxurious picnic basket?
You've
instead
got
of
to.
Doing the typical thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then fill it with some nice fruit salad, maybe a small chicken salad with grapes and walnuts in the
Beautiful.
Mix, some biscotti, sparkling water, white wine. And then if you pack the basket with colorful plates and napkins and silverware, everyone will feel special, right?
Yes. And, you know, we actually do that. But here's my input.
Mm-hmm.
I took the most beautiful retro basket
and
walking. It's a hike.
It is a hike.
From the parking lot.
You need wheelies on.
I was dying. So what you need to do is take a lightweight type of a
yeah, or get a rolly cart. I'm going to get a rolly cart. I'll
okay.
take it.
Okay.
Then I'll just put it in there.
Okay, good.
It's a good idea,
it's
right?
bumpy.
Yeah.
It's
I have
bumpy
those sand
and gravelly.
Chairs, too.
But
those.
Yeah, you need chairs.
Yeah.
And it's always fun. It's always
Isn't it? A nice
beautiful.
Blanket, some chairs, and your picnic basket, mm-hmm. and you should be set, right? And, you know, even if you want to get crazy, you could bring cloth napkins. You know, we all deserve to spoil ourselves
that's what I
a
do.
Little bit. Why not? I mean, let's do it. You know, it sounds good. So that's starting on May 17th, so get your tickets. And then English Tea on the 27th of April at 1 o'clock at Town Square. And that is for babiesbounty.org. And that is the charity we support, babiesbounty.org. Go to the site and get your tickets. We have a table going. We'll have live music, and Linda Piana sitting right here next to me will be playing. And we're really excited about that.
There's also a comedian.
Oh, there
a
is.
A comedian.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Really?
Yes.
How fun. All
yeah.
right. So please support that on April 27th at 1 o'clock. It's a Saturday at Town Square, and that's right on the Strip. You can Google Town Square. And the you really should Google babiesbounty.org, because that's where you can get your tickets.
Right, exactly.
Right? And it'll tell you exactly where it is.
The name of the place yeah. is English's
Quintessentially
British pub.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello. If you can say it, you can go.
Yes. We'll give you tea.
Yeah. Anyway, there's an art walk thing happening now with Las Vegas Farmers Market. So you need to Google your farmers markets in Las Vegas, which we hear is the best place to buy your fresh produce. So please start supporting them. They're all over the place in Henderson, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the Art Walk is going to be partnering with them on certain occasions. So you might want to follow that, because art is wonderful, and it's a lot of local artists. And there's a man that was featured in the Vegas Voice magazine about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. His name is Mark Vranish, and he shows some of his beautiful work, and believe me, it's gorgeous. So check this event out all the time and support your local artists, especially if you're buying some things for your home and you just moved here. You might want to take a look at what we do out here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, a lot of Western,
yes.
Southwestern.
Beautiful, huh?
Art. I've been to the one at Spring Preserves, and it's wonderful.
Is
you
it?
You can get herbs and spices and everything fresh and organic that you can't find anywhere else.
So that's off of what streets?
That's right off
Alta?
The freeway.
Alta and Decatur.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's between Spring Decatur Preserve. And the next street over, which might be Campbell. I'm not sure. The next big street.
It's
but
Campbell.
Is it Campbell? Wow. I know my geography.
You're good. You're good. But normally you would pay to go in Spring Preserves, but for that event, you don't. You
okay.
just go in and buy beautiful fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. There's one in, there's a couple in Henderson, even downtown on Water Street. And also I've been to the one at Tivoli Village.
Oh, lovely, darling.
Yeah.
Yes, that one is nice, too. And they have, you know, Kim and I had met there once, and my sister, And they had the oddest looking vegetables I'd ever seen. I never have cooked with anything that looked
like
that.
Try one.
Really?
It's fun.
Yeah? Because I was looking, I'm like, what is that? And my sister goes, oh, you just put them all together when you roast a chicken and they're root vegetables. I'm like, okay, I need to know more than they're a root vegetable. What is it exactly?
You have to just try them.
I know.
I don't know. There are a lot of different ones. Like,
right.
Is one kohlrabi? Is that
maybe
one?
Yeah, we I don't know. Call anyway. In if you know what kohlrabi is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you these can say crazy it, call looking it in. Ones. Yeah.
Yeah. I never heard of it,
but that's beautiful okay. greens, really yeah. dense, rich, healthy greens.
Somebody must stay awake nights going, what's the weirdest vegetable I could grow? Let's see. Oh, kohlrabi. I'll try that. Anyways. I have some funny jokes I want to tell.
Oh, good.
I can't tell my own jokes
because
I forget them. But, yeah, I always forget the punchline, and then I go, oh, geez. Screw it totally up.
Practice.
I know. Well, there's a comedian in town that has been performing here forever, and his name is Marty Allen.
Right.
And his wife is Karen Black. Karen Blackwell, and she's his singing partner.
Oh.
And they are a lovely act. If they're playing anywhere, you got to catch them. They're so funny. But he writes a little column for the Vegas Voice newspaper, and he tells jokes, which everybody needs the joke of the day, I'm sure, right? So he says, I only picked the jokes I thought were really funny and appropriate for broadcasting.
All right.
Because some
Very
of them are
good.
Not appropriate.
Knowing him.
Yes. So he says, there's a new sports car coming out this year called the Congress. Unfortunately, it does not run smoothly, nor can it pass anything.
Exactly.
Okay. Number nine on his list is, many men could save a fortune by marrying their second wives first.
Now you tell them.
Yeah. And then 10 is, did you ever notice that when you blow in a dog's face, he gets mad at you, but when you take him for a car ride, he sticks his head out the window? I think that's funny
because
they have their little ears blowing, and you think, why does he get mad when I blow in his face?
That is funny.
There was one about the dollar bill. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, never mind. I can't find it, but that's okay. And then there's this cute little cartoon under it, and there's a little dog laying on a psychiatrist's couch, and the psychiatrist is taking notes, and he says to the dog, what changes are you willing to make at the dog park?
That's funny.
Is that funny?
Oh, I've got one.
Okay, go ahead.
Why did the astronauts take a blanket, a checkered tablecloth, and a candle to the moon?
I don't know.
Because there's no atmosphere there.
Oh, very good, Lenza. I know. That's a cute one, too.
That's cute.
You get good, clean jokes around here, right?
Why not? We have to be.
I think it's fun. All right. So we did that. So tip of the week. I'm going to tell you my tip of the week. It's very interesting. I have some really heavy-duty picture frames in my house that are very carved, you know, and they're really hard to clean. So I buy those really inexpensive paintbrushes that you get at, like, the dollar store,
mm-hmm.
and I use those to get the dust out of those little nooks and crannies.
Smart.
Isn't that a good idea?
You mean without anything on the brush?
No.
Oh, good
I mean,
for
it
you.
Just comes right out, you know, just because it gets really like around those little curves and everything. And I'm thinking the feather duster doesn't work. If I do it with a regular cloth, it doesn't work. So now I got smart and I bought those inexpensive brushes and then I stick them in water when I'm done cleaning
Very
for the
smart.
Day and get all the dust out of them. Right.
Good for you.
Yeah. So
yeah,
that's
because
a good
we
tip.
Get so dusty here. We're Mm-mm. always dusting, huh? Always
oh, it's
cleaning.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The dust, you can't, and this wind we've been having for like three.
Forget about it.
How many days has it been?
I don't know, 8.
Oh my God. We're lucky we didn't get blown to you know where and back by this time.
I think we were. That's why I couldn't remember what happened over the weekend because I was hiding from the wind.
Oh, I don't blame you. It's crazy. But when we get back, we're going to talk about a recipe I found that I can't believe I found. And we have some sponsors that we want to talk about. So we're going to take a break for a few minutes. We'll be right back with Home Sweet Home, Leslie and Linda.
Hi. Hi, this is Nicole Moreau, Realtor with RE/MAX Winners. I'm proud to be your real estate expert on the Home Sweet Home radio show.
Nicole Moreau is my choice for a resident real estate expert on the Home Sweet Home show here at Lotus Broadcasting. I've known Nicole personally for over 8 years and know she is a real estate agent you can trust. She has over 9 years of experience as a realtor and has made Las Vegas her home for over 15 years. Savvy is a great word to describe Nicole Moreau, as she impresses her clients with her knowledge of the fast-changing real estate trends and uses only the latest technology. Nicole explains that this technology gives you the marketing advantage if you are selling and an edge on your competitors if you are buying. Dedication to her clients and passionate about her community. That's our real estate expert for the Home Sweet Home Show, Nicole Moreau. You can reach Nicole at RE/MAX Winners 702-303-8243 or nrmaroe@gmail.com. That's 702-303-8243 or nrmaroe@gmail.com. Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, making memorable moments in your home. Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Kravet, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home, making memorable moments in your home. Here again is your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back at Home Sweet Home with Leslie and Linda, and we're just on a roll today. We found a recipe for broccoli rabe with sausage, and maybe some of you haven't heard of this vegetable before because it's not very common, but I grew up with it. My grandmother would always say, I'm making the broccoli rabe, and I'm like, okay, whatever that is. But she
did
made
you like
it a
it?
Lot. Yeah, she did, and she... It was very flavorful the way she made it because she cooked in olive oil before anybody else did, and with, you know, little flakes of red pepper, mm-hmm. and, you know, everything had olive oil in it and red pepper and garlic. So, yeah, what doesn't taste good with those three ingredients? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it was in Food & Wine April 2013 on page 29, Food & Wine magazine. Love this magazine.
Love it.
Right?
Yeah, and it says, makes me hungry.
Doesn't it? It says new Italian restaurants. It says Chef Gabe Thompson of New York City's La Apicio turns an Italian sandwich filling into a delicious side. So it's got broccoli rabe, Italian hot sausage, garlic, red pepper, lemon juice, and pecorino romano. So
I was going to say lemon juice if you add that. Wonderful.
Almost exactly the way my grandma made it. And what I loved finding about it is it brought back memories. But you can use the sweet sausage. You don't have to use the hot because I'm not into hot stuff. But, you know, I know, Linda, you like it a little spicy.
Yeah, but sweet would be nice for a change.
Yeah. I mean, I like the sweet. I don't know, for some reason.
I mean,
the
this morning I had breakfast and my hot chilies were so hot that steam was coming out of my ears.
Really? That's scary.
Well, you never know until you cook to know if it's going to be hot or not.
Well, you got to taste it a little. Go slow. you know. But if they put the red pepper crust in there already, I don't feel a need that you need to do hot sausage unless, you know, you really want some steam. So.
Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. But anyway, it's on page 29 of Food and Wine. I also posted it on our Facebook page. So you can also see it there. And Food and Wine, you can get right online with them. Mm-hmm. And they'll show you all their recipes. I also found a recipe that I have to post when I get back to my computer. It's grilled eggplant parmesan. And I am a big eggplant fan. It's a beautiful vegetable. I use it for almost everything. And I never go wrong with it. You could do so many things with eggplant. It's ridiculous, right? And this one has plum tomatoes, green olives, Calabrian chilies, which I don't even know what they are, but I guess you could replace it with another kind, and fontina cheese instead of using mozzarella, which everybody does that. You know, they use, only the mozzarella. Well, try the fontina, right? What's the matter for you? Try another cheese. Get crazy.
Well, you know, one thing that you can do with an eggplant that I love, if you want to make a dip, put the entire thing uncut in the oven,
mm-hmm.
and cook it.
With the skin. Okay.
Then when you take it out, it's very flavorful. You cut it in half and scoop it out and then put it in anything you want.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Linda, I have a question for you. Maybe you know the answer. I was thinking of getting one of those flat grills that you cook in the house with,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to going outside all the time, because when the weather's stupid like today, you know, the real windy days. Have you ever tried that?
Yeah, and my entire kitchen and living room and hallway
fills up with smoke.
Yeah. Outside.
Really? Because it looked like a nice thing to buy, but okay. I'll just keep going outside, I guess. Yeah. All right. So those are two great recipes that you got to check it out with Food and Wine.
Sounds good.
And this edition, the April 2013 was their 60 best new Italian recipes and wines.
Hmm.
So you might want to check the Italian. I heard something interesting on TV last night that they did a test in France, and I'll get more information. I think it was on the Create channel, which mm-hmm. is like 110 or 112, I'm not sure.
No, it's 10. Channel
is it
10,
110?
Number 2.2.
Is it? Okay.
Local.
Well, anyway, it's look for Create, the icon Create.
And, I like that.
I love that channel. And they said that they did this test recently of testing all the beautiful French wines in France. They did the test in France, and then they tested all the American wines from Napa Valley. And guess who won? Napa.
Oh, Napa's been up there.
Oh, my goodness. Napa Valley.
For decades, I think.
Isn't that crazy,
though?
That's wonderful. And now, you know, Oregon is really coming up
mm-hmm.
for wines. Washington State, Oregon.
The
really
Russian
coming
River.
Up for the Reds. Oh. Yeah, well, Russian River is in Sonoma County. But and some of the best.
What's the Oregon one?
The Oregon
River.
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. The Oregon
anyway,
River?
The river valleys and all the
very lush,
beautiful,
yeah,
to grow
beautiful, grapes. Absolutely beautiful. So we do have some amazing wines in our country, and I make it a point to find them under $20 that are really fabulous.
Total
and I've been
wines.
Doing pretty good. Yeah, my very favorite is like 30 something a bottle, and I wish it wasn't. But
what
it's,
is it?
It's Rumbauer Chardonnay from Russian River Valley,
okay.
in Sonoma.
Rumbauer,
Rumbauer.
Okay,
it's so good. So, you know, I love to drink that wine, but I only treat myself once in a great while because it's expensive. So for me, over $30 is pricey for a bottle of wine, and I don't share it. So once my one cousin came over and she goes, oh, I'll try that. I said, not really, no. And I gave her another bottle of something.
You won't like it.
No, you're not trying this. I mean, no, I have to savor it. I only get to buy it once in a while. I'm not sharing that. But I will share a less expensive wine with you. That tastes just almost as good.
Well, I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, La Crema is nice or,
yeah, very.
You know, one of those. But it's, I'm telling you, girl, if you take a sip of this stuff, you're going to be ruined if
okay.
you drink Chardonnay.
Okay.
It's really nasty. So nasty in a good way. You know what I mean? It's bad. It's good. It's bad. Michael Jackson. It's bad. It's good.
Oh,
I
that's
don't know.
Funny. That's
so
funny.
Anyway.
Do you like Prosecco?
Oh, do I love Prosecco.
I love Prosecco.
I love Prosecco.
Cake Bread has a wonderful one.
Is it?
Very reasonable.
Mm.
Total
well,
wines.
Cupcake is the white I've been drinking over at Sammy's Wood Fired.
Cupcake.
Sellers, which
okay,
is
that's
a
what
short.
I meant. Sorry. Cupcake.
And you know, that's got that oaky. Oh, you know what they were showing on that show too? How they make the barrels?
Whose show was it?
It was Create or something. I don't know. So I'll get you the name of it. But they were showing how the wine barrels are made, how they, you know, ferment mm-hmm. the wine and everything. They started with the steel thing, right? Oh, everything was steel. I'm sorry. When I have a glass of wine that's got the oaky mm-hmm. in it, the mm-hmm. oaky smoky, I call it oaky smoky flavor, and then that little bit of buttery, oh, please.
I know that stuff
in the steel stuff, no. I'm sorry.
It's not the same.
No. And I want a real cork in my wine.
I love real corks.
Not a plastic one.
Does anybody know about the corks?
Yeah, you do, right? Didn't you say
I just
you
read
knew?
Something about it that yeah. There are cork trees, and I think they're in South America.
Right.
And if you harvest the cork correctly from the bark, right. it'll keep growing and replenish itself. So there's not really a shortage. Somebody just came up with the plastic ones, but I always throw the plastic ones away, and I always keep the cork.
Yeah. I mean, cork's good for shoes too. It's good for a lot of stuff.
You can make cork boards.
Floors. They make floors out of them.
I know.
And they're beautiful. They're so soft. They're great. So if you don't have a high maintenance area, you could use a cork floor, which really looks hot. It's really hot looking. So anyway, we would love to get a wine sponsor on our show because we love to drink wine and talk about wine.
And pair it with food.
And pair it with foods because, you know, we always are trying to find that perfect wine. I am looking for a perfect wine, if anyone's listening that wants to email me, that is a red wine, but very peppery and spicy. And if anyone knows a really good one that doesn't taste, you know, too heavy, because I don't like a dry red. I like a red that's peppery and spicy, but not too dry. So I know I'm being a pain, but...
You're going to have to go to a Pinot Noir.
Yeah, or a dark Zin.
Oh, Zinfandel is
a
even more
Zin,
peppier.
Right?
You're right.
I love the peppery,
let's
spicy.
Let's go talk to Mr. Lee.
Let's go see Mr. Lee. Yeah, I told you about that private tour he gave me that one day,
Tell me again.
Well, I went in there. I used to... Oh, this was so bad. I had an office for years behind Lee's Discount Liquor. That was a mistake because the end of the day, I could always go buy a bottle of wine. It's like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
That's when you got started.
Well...
Down
so
the road.
Anyway, you know, days long. You're in there from 8 o'clock to 5:36, and you're like, oh, I really am dying for a glass of wine. I had a little kitchenette in there. I said, I'll just go get myself a bottle. And if I... have more than two glasses, I'll sleep in the store. I had a comfortable chair in there. Who cares?
You did?
Yeah. Darn right. I had an Afghan in there. I just relaxed. And then when I was okay, I drove home. So, but it was fun once in a while to do that. You know, just hang out, put the music on, work your butt off. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over to Lee's. It was about 5:15, 5:30, one Friday night. And I said, you know, I'm looking for blah, blah, blah kind of wine. He goes, you have really particular taste. I said, well, not really, but I know what I like and I know what I don't like, you know. And he said, I have something special for you. So he takes me down to this private room where they do tastings. And he says, okay, taste this and taste this. And I was like, this is wonderful.
Leslie, that's so nice.
I wasn't expecting that. So...
He must have known that you go to that store all
well,
the time.
Well, I was in there. I bought a lot of gifts in there, you know, in the nice gift bags. If I had an occasion really quick and I didn't have time to shop, I'd just go in there, get a bottle of wine, put a bow on it, and that was
great.
It. Yeah, so that was fun, right?
Do you remember what you tasted?
Nope. I don't, but who cares?
I love it all.
It was all good. It was all good. They know their thing in there. Anyway, we're going to take another break, and we are going to come right back with Home Sweet Home with Leslie and Linda, and we have a lot more to talk about. So stay tuned. We're having fun today.
Home Sweet Home.
Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to get your free sample of Velocity today.
Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Kravet, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Wondering what is happening in the rapidly changing real estate world? Is the real estate market improving in Las Vegas? Are you upside down in your home and wondering what you can do? Wanting to invest in the Las Vegas market and looking for advice?
Hi, this is Nicole Moreau, Realtor with RE/MAX Winners. These are some of the topics I'll cover on the Home Sweet Home show every month. I look forward to answering your questions.
As important as your home is to you, Nicole will give you great advice.
I'll help you build the perfect nest for you and your family.
You can reach Nicole at RE/MAX Winners, 702-303-8243, NRMAROE at gmail.com. That's 702-303-8243, NRMAROE at gmail.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377. Getting the most for your decorating dollars. This is Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back at Home Sweet Home, and I want to talk to you about a couple of reads I have for you, good books, and one of them is called Things I Overheard While Talking to Myself by Alan Alda.
Oh.
And it was first published in 2007. But I picked up the book, and quite honestly, I couldn't put it down. It was so amazing. He has written a lot of speeches for graduations, college graduations, and universities.
I would love to hear
so him. Inspiring. I mean, I really have a new respect for him. Not that I didn't before, but I do now in a whole different light. And I was just telling Linda and Jim about me seeing that movie Same Time Next Year this past weekend with Alan Alda and Ellen Burstyn, which was released in 1978. And the director was Robert Mulligan.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the story is about a couple of people who are both married to someone else. And every year they meet for a weekend up in the country and they have a blast. Once a year.
Oh.
And that's the only contact they have is once a year. And they go the same weekends every year. And the interesting part about it is that the changes that they make every year, you know, they show like every 5 to 10 years. They don't show every year. But mm-hmm. the changes that they both went through mm-hmm. and the way they aged and the way they related to each other from very young to not old, you know, maybe in their 60s or whatever, unbelievable story. You really need to see it.
Okay.
Not that not that you want to condone that, but at the same time, you really realize how complicated people's lives are. It's not so simply black and white sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you just don't have, you know, the connection with a married person. I'm not saying you should ever do it, but you should try to work on your marriage. That's the first thing I want to say. But this couple had been together, I think, long before either one of them had gotten married. And for some reason, they maybe lost connection with each other and then caught up later, which is so sad because it's kind of like unrequited love, you know. But there's one that wants the other one in the end, and the other one doesn't agree. So I won't tell you anymore, but you don't know which one it is. But please watch it because you should Google it. Same time next year, 1978.
I'll probably cry.
Oh, I did. Oh, it's so beautiful. But anyway, so the book is called Things I Overheard While Talking to Myself. And then the other read I have for you is fabulous. It's by Michael Tucker, and it's called Living in a Foreign Language. And Michael Tucker and his wife, Jill Eikenberry, who they're still married, have been actors for many, many, many years. And they were stars on L.A. Law for years.
This is not going to shock you at all.
What?
I have that book. Can you believe it?
No, but yes.
Yes.
Because we're so much alike.
I know.
But
I like it very much.
Identical cousins. Remember Patty and Kathy? We're kind of like that. But anyway, they bought this home in Tuscany, a renovation.
Exactly.
And they talk about the food they cook and the Prosecco they drink and the language they're learning. And it is the most interesting book. If you love renovation, if you love food, if you love wine, if you love love, like your niece says, I love love.
Yes.
You will love this book.
It's a great book.
Yeah. So it's called Living in a Foreign Language by Michael Tucker. Okay. Lindsay, you have one too.
The photos are really good.
Aren't they?
Mm-hmm. In that book.
Gosh, yes.
Well, I really can't tell you about it. I will.
Okay. All right.
But I just got it, and I haven't read it yet. The Future by Al Gore.
Oh. Did that just come out?
I'll let you know. Yes.
Really?
It's new.
So is that a sequel to something he's already done?
No, but it's about all of the different influences that are shaping our future and that we better know about it. It's not just climate change. It's just everything.
Yeah.
But I do know that the reason I was interested in getting the book is because someone asked him what are the major factors that will affect our future generations. And he gave an answer, but the question really haunted him.
Mm.
So he went back and thought about it and started writing. Mm. And he even took all the furniture out of one of his big rooms. He lives in Tennessee, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think he's from Tennessee.
North Carolina or something.
One of those, southern
South
States,
Carolina.
Yeah.
Anyway, he took all the furniture and everything out of this huge room. And he just put up all those eraser boards, and he started making notes, and it all came together, and it's a superb, you know, best-selling.
He's
New York,
very, very smart man.
Super, super smart.
I really like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. I like him as a speaker too. He's interesting.
I do too.
He's not boring. You know, when you listen to him.
I can't believe those hanging chads things happened.
Oh.
Forget about
it. You know, after he didn't win that election, after that ridiculous truck driving Chad thing, I don't even know how to describe it, years ago, he got on the Letterman show, and I don't know if any of you remember that, and David Letterman said to him, Vice President Gore, will you ever run for president again? And he looked at David and he said, this government is toxic. And that's
toxic.
All he said. And I went, ooh, he's ticked. And that's all he said. And I went, uh-oh.
Toxic.
You know, I mean, them's frightened words. You know, I mean, he absolutely.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
One of our presidents said over and over, there's no such thing as climate change. Give me a break.
Yeah, I know. Well, I love the 1,000 points of light that George Bush Sr. used to say. There's 1,000 points of light. What's 1,000? What is that? Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay, no one knows.
I thought you were
no
gonna
one knows. No, I don't know. I mean, every time he said it, I went, what's he talking about? You know, is he talking about stars in the sky or lights on the streets or cars coming at you in L.A.? That's 1,000 points of light, right? Well, what else could it mean? I don't know. crazy.
Maybe it was his way of describing climate change.
I don't know. It was so strange.
That's hilarious.
I never got it. But, you know, what I did watch the other night, too? Oh, my God. The crop circle thing. You know that crop circle thing?
No, I'm not
Holy
a TV person.
Moly
what
macaroni,
is it?
Girl. They got these two guys in a field with a board and ropes, and they're kicking down the hay, right? Hello. So, P.S., all the scientists go, it's so precise and so perfect and done with such precision that no human being could ever possibly do this, right? So this one woman scientist from a very high-end university gets on the show and she says, I tested the hay for microwave, you know, properties. It has microwave properties in it. And she doesn't know the other elements, and they're still trying to figure out what touched this hay beyond the microwave properties, which I find to be extremely interesting.
But what were the guys doing with this?
Trying to make believe they did it. They could never do it. They're humans. They could never do it. First of all, when you see it from the sky, it's absolutely perfect. It's been measured. It's not off in any way, shape, or form. None of them.
Is it
off.
That the hay
it's precisionally
is mowed,
done.
Mowed down?
It's microwave down as far as we know right now. I mean, unless they find the other properties.
What does it
it
look like?
The crop circles are gorgeous. You have to.
Oh, crop circle.
And they're trying
okay.
to tell us a message through there, through those circles, but we don't know what they mean. It's like, you know, I guess if we didn't exist anymore and we wrote, you know, somebody dug up one of those, you know, those tubes that you put in the ground and, you know, there was like a Michael Jackson CD in it and all that stuff. People go, what the heck is this? You know, in their own language or whatever. Not that we didn't love Michael Jackson, but who the hell was Elvis? You know, I mean, what's that
true.
About? You know, it's like they wouldn't know if there was nobody on Earth and then all of a sudden these new beings came. How
well,
would they know?
If there are aliens out there, please just speak clear English.
Oh, sure. They're just going to adapt their whole lives for us, right?
It's all about us.
No, it's not
That's
about
funny.
Us, girl. You know. But, I mean, can you think of some of the funny things they would find here and go, what the heck is this? I mean, some of the stuff we do
Undergarments?
Is so bizarre.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we're nuts. I mean, we do crazy stuff, you know. So, I mean, I guess they'd be totally blown away. But maybe we would, too, if we got on their planet and we saw what they did. Maybe we'd be totally blown away. But they have to be highly sophisticated to do those crop circles. I mean, we can't figure it out. And we have some of the smartest people, you know, here as scientists in our country, right? So who knows, right?
I am not knowing.
Me either. But you should watch it. If you ever see it come on, oh, my goodness, you really need to watch it.
Okay.
It still might have been on that Create channel, but maybe not. It might have been on one of the, after you go from 100 to like 113 or something like that, there's a bunch of channels in there that have a lot of information. Really, it's fun to kind of just go through them and see what's on and use your guide and see what they're going to talk about and then record it. Use your recording thing on your
see,
TV.
Aliens, if they were smart, they would just
what?
Televise all this stuff.
No. Well, maybe they're afraid they'll scare us.
I know.
You know, because
they're
they
very
will.
Nice, I hear.
You think? Well, E.T. was nice.
E.T. was nice.
I liked him. I thought he was cute. Rode a bike and everything. Hey, what do you want? Okay, we need to take one more break. We need to take one more break, so we're going to go out for a few minutes. You're listening to Home Sweet Home with Leslie and Linda. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377.
Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to get your free sample of Velocity today. Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Making memorable moments in your home.
Making memorable moments in your home. This is Home Sweet Home. Here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
We're back. Home Sweet Home, Leslie and Linda. We're looking at what else we had to talk about today. One quick thing I want to talk about is stripes. We are seeing a lot of stripes, Linda.
Beautiful.
On everything. Fabric, clothing, dishes, glassware. It's really
toothbrushes.
Hot. Toothbrushes. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of stripes again.
This is cute. Yeah, this is
I don't know
cute.
If you remember this from the Coco Chanel movie, but do you remember the white and navy blue, very, very thin line of navy blue stripe and the bateau neckline that she copied from Sailors when she took a trip?
Yes.
That was like the very first very famous stripe that Coco Chanel did. She was quite an innovator, of course, in fashion. And when she was wearing, you know, plain-looking clothing, all these ladies were all dressed up in France with these hats with fruit and, you know, flowers on them. And Coco said, get rid of that stuff. And she brought in that little straw hat, the little round hat with the one ribbon around it, which was so classic.
There were two or three. I have seen at least two or three films about Coco.
She was fabulous.
And that's the only perfume I wear.
I know, you wear Coco.
I love her. But what she did at first, she would take her boyfriend's large white shirt and cut it down, and then she would take his, you know, go in and get his trousers and then cut them down, and she started doing that, and she must have been a fabulous seamstress to begin with.
Oh, she was.
But her taste was superb. And when she started making the jackets, I'm sure you've heard that she put chains in the bottom to weigh them so that they would
lay straight
and lay down.
Isn't that fabulous?
Beautiful. And then later everybody copies whatever. She's... Her tastes are endlessly reproduced in all cultures.
Don't you love the pearls?
I love the pearls.
Like one tight around here and then the one long one. I mean, what woman has not done that dresses nicely? I mean, I can't even imagine. But talking about stripes, she was the first. And when people saw it, they went, she's wearing like a sailor shirt. Like nobody got it.
Yep.
She got it. And she wore it with slacks, which the only other person I can picture wearing slacks, well, there's two in our film history, was Katharine Hepburn and Lauren Bacall.
What about Audrey Hepburn?
She too, but she wore a more tailored slack. I mean,
Oh, you mean like
Katharine Hepburn, like with the pleats at the top?
Oh, yes,
and
I
the
love
cuffs
that.
On the bottom, right. And straight legged,
high waist.
Oh my Beautiful. God, those girls look great in those slacks. And slacks are hard to wear. They, you know, if you're a beautiful woman, you know, I know that people probably men would like to see you better in a dress or whatever. But slacks, if you put the right beautiful shirt with it or, mm-hmm. or blouse with it,
I agree.
It can really look feminine. But it can get a little masculine looking if you're not careful on what you put with it, you know. But she had a way of pulling it off that she was so beautiful.
She was beautifully feminine.
Yeah, she
you
was
know?
Very feminine. So. Very feminine. So that's a great look. But the stripes are everywhere in
so
clothing,
cute.
In napkins, and in drapery treatments. And, I mean, don't be afraid of stripes. They're absolutely beautiful. They're full of color and have a colorful life. Don't, you know, lock yourself into everything beige unless that's what you really want. But, you know, it could get really boring. So use color, right? And have fun with it.
Have
and
fun.
Then I wanted to talk about green because we're seeing green everywhere. And I pulled some pictures.
That's
out
the color of the year.
Yeah, it's emerald. But we're also seeing a lot of Kelly and emerald.
Mm-hmm.
And this month in, I think it was, let's see if it's, oh, it was April 2013. On page 44 and 46, it's all about green and the green colors from Benjamin Moore and Bear and all the beautiful things that are coming out. Throw pillows, mirrors, beautiful plates. And he has some advice, this one designer, which is, I think, Tom Felicia. And he says, green... How to use green, and it should be fresh and crisp and reads beautifully from day to night. I would stay away from it, using it in a bedroom or a spa room, this bright of a green. It's not relaxing. It's very lively, and it's very, you know, outdoorsy looking. So
and invigorating, I think so, too.
Invigorating, so be careful.
I love the names that they come up
yeah.
with.
Cat's Eye. And
Cat's Eye, Emerald Garden,
Treasure Isle.
Isn't
that pretty?
What would you name a green that your favorite green?
I'm not sure at the moment.
Pasture
something.
Like
jade. You know,
absolutely.
Jade, this whole reminds me of jade, mm-hmm. you know, when you look at it, like a really deep jade. But there was also some other advice. He said, if you're looking for coordinating colors, go for a medium to light gray to put against the green. So if green is really strong, you should tone it down with a gray. Now, most people probably wouldn't have picked a gray, but make sure the gray has no blue in it. It has to have a brown base.
That's
because
true.
Otherwise it'll look terrible with
mm-hmm.
it.
So it wouldn't go well necessarily mm-hmm. with white.
Mm, not so
you
great.
Know.
Cream is better.
Cream would be, but a certain beige. Shade of mm-hmm. gray. Yeah, I could see that.
Absolutely, in a real rich cream, like a cafe au lait type of cream.
Love
a little
it.
Bit lighter than cafe au lait, that kind of a look.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
I love green.
So pretty. Me too. And, you know, it's very refreshing. I've always had green in my house, but I have more of a mossy with
mm-hmm.
the
like
spice color. I've
I
got
like
spice and moss together. And it seems to be very soothing. People like that soft. And usually I'll do a soft, soft golden yellow on the walls, but not yellow. It's very muted. Or a cafe au lait or something
uh-huh.
like that.
Or a buttery
yeah.
yellow.
There's one paint that I love the color of. It's called English Cottage. And it's by ICI Deluxe, which used to be a Meritone
uh-huh.
paints. And it is the most beautiful color. I have never seen it used poorly because it's so rich and creamy. And
is
I
it
love
a green?
It. No, it's English Cottage. It's like that cafe au lait color.
Oh,
when
okay.
you put cream in your coffee mm-hmm. color, it's really beautiful. And paint. People always ask me, what finish do I put on my paint? Does it need to be semi-gloss? Forget that word semi-gloss. Take it right out of your vocabulary. It's called an eggshell finish now. And you can use it anywhere in any room. It wipes down. It's not shiny. It's a flat, matte finish. And it's full of cream. It's very, very creamy.
Oh, I love that.
So use an eggshell finish. Because there's all different kinds. There's flat, there's eggshell, there's glosses. So when you go to the paint store and you buy paint, they're going to ask you that question. Mm-hmm. And most people don't
so
know
eggshell,
the answer.
Good. That egg makes
shell.
Sense.
Yep.
That's the texture of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I cannot tell you.
1 minute.
I can't tell you which color I like best, green,
right.
any shade of green, or any shade of blue.
Oh, okay.
I just could never decide, so don't ask me.
Okay. Well, we're going to – I won't ask you. Okay, so we're going to say goodbye for this week, and we'll
oh,
see you next Wednesday.
Oh, that was fast.
But I want to say this one thing in Italian. Dolce far niente, which means the sweetness of doing nothing. So do that this weekend if you have a day off.
Far niente. Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dolce far niente.
You know the wine. Weekend.
Yes. Far niente. Have
ciao.
A great
ciao.
Day. Bye-bye. Ciao now.